Live interview segment starting right now. Presentation of Courtesy Plumbing and Heating. They have earned the reputation for doing the job right the first time. Head coach Brendan Sonny joins me from downstairs outside the Blades locker room. Coach, you weren't overly happy with victory last night. It was 8-5, but the effort was maybe not lacking or not going in the right direction as you'd like it to be. Tonight, your first period, I'd have to think, was pretty much picture perfect the way you guys came out.
Yeah, I loved the work. Like, after the first period, we were just really happy with the work part. That's what we asked for today. I mean, we made little adjustments on breakouts and things like that, but the main point is you got to work, and I thought we did in the first period for sure.
How much do you have to say in that situation, and how much of it is realized by this mature group?
It's both, I think. I don't know if this is every coach, but me, I know that they kind of feel that this is a mature group. And then we just kind of show it and discuss it and address it. And then this group, like I've said before, they're learners. So there hasn't been massive pushback when the evaluation is that our work was not to the standard. And I think they agreed.
Igor Sidorov took over tonight. I mean, he showed again his wizardry, the magic he has when the puck's on his stick. 5-point game for him. But two of the goals, I mean, the backhand shot, I called it unfair when he scored on that one, because it really is. I don't think a goaltender, no matter who it is, was going to stop that.
Yeah, that was one of the nicest goals I've seen in junior hockey. There's been some good goals throughout the years, but that one's right up there. There's not much to say. That's not coaching or anything like that. That's just his passion and his desire to be the best player he can be, and it was a thing of beauty. I can't wait to watch it again.
And from the bench, I think you can only sit back and admire it. Even the one with a shot between his legs on the dump-in that comes off the backboards in front, puts the stick between the legs and beats the goaltender. I mean, it's just the creativity is what I guess gets to me sometimes.
Yeah, I know. He's very special. It was something to watch for sure.
But you also like the play of some of your other people. Rowan Calvert is going to be a big-time player with this team next year. He's a big-time player now, but a shorthanded goal like that tonight shows what he's got in his toolkit for moving on into the future.
No question. After last night, we showed Lucas Hansen's 5 massive blocks, and we talked about how that's like a Conn Smythe performance. But if you want to be a great team, you have to have 20 guys that are putting up those Conn Smythe performances if you want to be a championship team. Calvert is one of the guys that I thought stepped up tonight, and honestly, by and large, the guys were into it. So I was just definitely happy with the work.
And how happy are you for Evan Gardner bouncing back and really playing well tonight with the bounce-back effort?
Yeah, he played phenomenal. He was steady, solid, and honestly, I kind of expected it to be that way. So I'm very happy for him that he predictably responds to a challenge.
You win in 4 straight. The series is over. You wait now until next Friday, I believe, for Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Final. The rest is good to have, no doubt about that.
Yeah, no question. We got to get rested and reorganized.
Okay. Coach, thanks for this. Look forward to the drive home and safely do it, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Les.
Head coach Brendan Sonny of the Saskatoon Blades.